Light, No Light. It sounds like No Likey, No Life, even that old programme, Take Me Out, with Florence and the Machine on Today FM. A texter, hello, Al and Pam. Is there any chance you might play Kasabian, In Love with the Psycho? She is not a psycho, but it's for my very hormonal wife, with baby number two on the way. I can't wait. That's to Anne and from Barry. Anne and Barry, like the old books. Oh, my God. Well, yes, just because you're Anne and Barry, I'm going to put that in after 1 p.m. I'll have that for you after the news. Did you hear that big bang? Sorry, that's the desk here in Cork is incredibly loud. I apologise. Now, I spotted this earlier on today, and from the Brendan O'Connor show to my live stand-up shows to any of my columns that I've ever written in the newspapers, I have always been a staunch defendant of the millennials, of my generation, of the young people. And I've always said that we're very capable and we're not as lazy as people let on, and, you know, that we deserve a bit of slack. However, today I went onto my Twitter feed, and I always have a little scroll through and see if there's anything I'd like to bring up on the show during the day. And I spotted this. It was tweeted by our Today FM newsroom earlier this morning. Do you know how to boil an egg? They tweeted, ? A third of 25 to 34 year olds don't. That couldn't be true. How can you not know how to boil an egg? Even I know how to boil an egg. Pamela then comes in and says to me, do you know how to boil an egg? I said, yeah, you put an egg in the saucepan full of boiling water, boil and you're done. Like, it's like cooking baked beans or changing a light bulb or tying your shoelaces, making your bed. It's one of those things that you just know how to do. And on top of that, apparently, according to the newsroom, 1 in 4. Now think about that. That's like a quarter. Is that 25%, Pam? Is that 25% of people aren't sure how to cook pasta, and half of them couldn't cook a steak? And now, come on. I mean, maybe you can't cook a steak to perfection, but surely you can cook a bloody steak. Throw it on the pan. I, however, will admit, I can't drive. I've never changed a tyre. I don't know how to fix the chain on my bicycle. I can't pitch a tent. I can't really cook. I mean, save a boiled egg or the baked beans, as I previously mentioned. And so it makes me wonder, are you one of those people who doesn't know how to boil an egg? Apparently a third of you are out there in the population. Is there a life skill, another one, that you haven't managed yet? Because according to the newsroom, us 25 to 34-year-olds are entirely lacking in life skills. Or maybe you disagree with the statistic. Text me on 53102 or email al at todayfm.com. Let me know what life skills you lack, or perhaps defend your generation. Sia is on the way on Today FM.
Al Porter.
Shamona. I love doing that now. Was that good? That was all right, wasn't it? Michael Jackson and Beat It on Today FM. Al, it looks like you don't know how to boil an egg, says this texter. You don't use boiling water, silly. A saucepan of cold water, just enough to cover the eggs. Bring the water to boil, then you time for how soft you want your egg. 3 to 4 minutes is perfect. And you're being pedantic now. You know what I meant. I did mean that. In regards to boiling an egg situation, says another texter, I don't think it's the millennials' generation's fault. I think it's the one before us for not teaching us these things. Speaking of teachers, Jan, how are you?
I'm good, Al. Yourself?
I'm very good. Now, tell us what you do, Jan.
I'm a deputy principal, actually, in a secondary school in Tipperary Town, but I'm trained home economics and biology teacher, so I teach home economics.
Okay, lovely. You teach home economics, so you know just how skilled the youth of today are, Jan.
I do indeed. Or unskilled, and, amazing.
Well, is that the case? Tell me, are they very unskilled?
No, it's not that they're very unskilled, but you do have a number of students who come in every year and they have never washed up, they've never dried up, they clearly have never swept the floor, they've never wiped down a counter or, you know, stacked plates or things like that. You know, they just don't do those things at home. It is obvious at times.
And what are they looking at you like you have three heads when you ask them to clear up or clean up?
Oh, I was told that's woman's work before by a little 13-year-old boy. I couldn't be doing
that's
that.
That's woman's work?
Yeah, that's woman's
oh
work.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God, is right. But look,
he learned
very quickly that it's not women's work.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah. Do you reckon it should be compulsory for all students to try and kind of prepare them for life?
I do. I think the home economics is a very varied subject, and I think it prepares students with life skills, such as cooking your pasta and such as you know, boiling your egg, but even things like having basic nutrition skills and, you know, knowing how to budget and to, you know, to buy the correct kind of foods. Like, loads of students haven't a clue that you can make spaghetti bolognese without a jar. And, you know, they don't understand that, you know, you can add a few vegetables to things to make them healthier. You know, they just don't get this. So, you know,
well,
I always thought it was a great
subject, Jan, because you could eat your homework.
Absolutely, and you can eat your classwork too. To be honest with you, Al, it's a great subject for, even for a teacher, you build a fabulous rapport with students through subjects like home economics and practical subjects. Because you're sitting down with them, you're chatting to them, you know, you hear a lot about their lives, they hear a lot about yours, and it's a very good rapport with the students.
But Jan, why are we so useless, the younger generation, apparently, like, according to all this? So, are our parents just not teaching us that stuff anymore? Or, you know what I mean? I can't understand why we've become so incapable of doing anything.
I don't think it's where they're incapable, but I think it's that, you know, like everything, we look for the easiest option. So, you know, I have a three-year-old, so it would be easier to unload the dishwasher myself, let's be honest. Mm. You know, I wouldn't lose as many cups, plates, etc. But if I want her to learn, I have to go through the motions of allowing her to do that. If I want the floor swept, of course it would be easier to do it myself. But, you know, I have to, you know, allow her to go and do it. And yes, I'll probably have to go and do it again. But it is, you know, we're time poor and maybe technology rich, and we look for the easiest option. And I can't blame anybody for doing that. But I think vital skills are being lost because of it.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, Jan. Judging by the text line, anyway, most people agree with you. But thanks for taking the time to chat. And finally, before I let you go, because I haven't had an opportunity to talk to a home ec teacher in ages, are there more boys doing it nowadays?
There are. There's lots of boys doing it. Now, I teach in all girls school, but I'm only there 2 years. But up to that, I would have taught in the next school for a number of years in outside Limerick. And there would have been lots of boys doing home economics. Boys tend to be able to complete the task much quicker than girls, especially if they can eat the task at the end of it.
But hopefully none of that Gordon Ramsay language in the kitchen. Right?
Absolutely no way.
Talk to you soon, Jan. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Here's French Montana, Unforgettable on Today FM.